Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Hello and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. There and welcome to a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact podcast. I'm Andrea Epting, and I'm going to be leading you on this guided meditation. Today, we are focusing on how to imagine success and how to imagine the positive outcomes that can be ours in the future. And we're reflecting on this today and meditating on this because it's part of our daily check-in and what we do when we're engaging our Plan to Recover mini journal. In this section, when we're forecasting and manifesting what we want our tomorrow to bring, what we want to unpack and unfold tomorrow, we really want to be able to imagine our successes so that they can become a reality. So I'm going to walk you through how to do that. Okay. So let's get still and grounded. Please make sure to remove all distractions as best as you possibly can. If you're driving, if you're operating heavy machinery, just make sure that you're still somewhat alert and engaged in what you're doing and feel encouraged to pause this and save any of our meditations for a later time where you can engage in a more intentional and deliberate way. So let's make sure that you're in a quiet, serene, safe space where you can start to really notice your breath. Okay, let's take some deep breaths so that we can notice it. So let's inhale deeply for about 4 seconds through our nose. Hold it and release. We're going to inhale for about 4 more seconds, noticing the temperature of the air coming through our nose. Hold it at the top and release through your mouth, paying attention to the temperature of the air as it escapes your body. We're going to do that again, noticing the temperature differences between the inhale and the exhale. Now that you're in touch with your breath, I just want you to continue to breathe deeply, noticing and reflecting on everything that breath offers you. What you are taking in, what it offers you in your body, in your health, in your cells, and what happens and what chemicals you receive as you release it back out into the world. Now I would like for you to notice your hands on your legs, just resting easily. Notice your posture. Notice any of your special spots and where you might be harboring any negative energy. With another deep breath, I just want you to be able to release that on the exhale. Releasing and letting go of any negative harbored emotion that's ready to pass along. Now we're going to start to engage our future self. Let's start by imagining how we want to feel tomorrow. How do we want to feel when we wake up in the morning? How do we want to feel the moment our eyes open? The moment we notice our bed sheets on us? How do we want to feel when our feet hit the floor? What do we imagine our first thought is going to be? How do we imagine that day progressing? What are some things that we know are coming down the pipeline that we might be able to anticipate for the next day? How do we want to feel as we move through the day? And how do we want to feel when we reflect upon this in the evening? Let's go ahead and identify the emotion that you would like to embody as you move through tomorrow. Do you want to feel confident? Do you want to feel assured? Do you want to feel affirmed? Would you like to embody a feeling of satisfaction? Would you like to feel content? Would you like to embody peace? Let's take a moment and a pause to get curious about the feeling that you need, want, and desire to embody tomorrow. Once you have that feeling, I would like for you to notice where you feel it in your body. Where do you notice this emotion? Where is it living? Where does it reside? Where does it dwell? In your body. Go ahead and place two fingers on where that emotion lives, giving it full permission to feel and to grow. Noticing how that embodied emotion loves your attention. It loves that you're noticing it. Now, in your mind's eye, offer that emotion a color, a shape, a form, maybe a smell, maybe a sound. And with the inhale, I would like for you to imagine it growing within you. Inhale, hold it, and release. As you release, you noticed that it stayed larger. And with every inhale, it will continue to grow until it has filled your entire body. And it has really attached itself to each of your molecules and your cells. Notice that embodied emotion growing, attaching, adapting, and getting in deep into your cells. Notice the color. It's a little more vibrant. Notice the size. Notice how it feels in your body and where it is carried. Now that you know where you feel it in your body, let's carry it into tomorrow. Let's begin to imagine what it feels like to embody this emotion as you move through tomorrow. Knowing some of the things that tomorrow will inevitably bring, and also bringing forth some curiosity, knowing that our tomorrow never looks exactly as we had planned. But what we want to notice tomorrow is that this emotion is ever present in each of these scenarios, in each of these situations. So now, in your mind's eye, I'd like for you to start playing out some of these potential scenarios. Imagine some of these scripts that you might have with other people. Imagine some of these upcoming events. Imagine some of your social or romantic interactions. Imagine your future behaviors. Imagine your reactions tomorrow as you embody this emotion. Imagine your interactions as you embody this emotion. Imagine how these events might go with this emotion being ever present. Imagine how you might feel at the end of the day as you reflect on how you carried this emotion through the day. Imagine how you might reflect or project this feeling throughout the day tomorrow. As you carry it and embody it, you will naturally project it. You want to project this feeling, this embodied emotion, into tomorrow, into every element of the day. Continue to imagine what tomorrow might bring. Get curious. Notice the possibilities. Embrace the possibilities of what tomorrow might have in store with you when you embody and bring forth this emotion into it. Now take a few more deep breaths. Now put all five fingers on that space where you carry this embodied emotion. Just take a moment to honor it and invite it into tomorrow. Go ahead and offer it something special. Say, tomorrow you are coming with me. Tomorrow I am going to notice you. I'm going to notice how you show up and how you are reflected and how you are projected into the world and how that feels. Okay, a few more deep breaths. Just noticing. Noticing how you feel, coming back into your awareness. Maybe you're opening your eyes. Maybe you're now focused on something in your line of sight. Maybe you just start to tap on your knees so that you can feel your hands on your legs. And your legs can feel your hands. Okay? Coming back into this space. Go ahead and get excited about what is in store tomorrow. I hope that you really enjoyed this guided meditation, and I really hope that it serves as an example of what you can do when you are taking a moment to imagine how it feels to embody the emotions that you desire, and know that you can manifest that in the next day to come. Have so much fun forecasting and manifesting. I cannot wait to see what's in store as the result. So thanks so much. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.